The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Well, we got some weather today, Mr. Sinatra. The summer wind indeed. I tell you, it's beautiful out there. 607 out of New York on AM 970, The Answer, with Joe Piscopo, yours truly, and Joey and Al and Debbie are here. But, you know, it is going to be a beautiful day, like in the 60s or something. Here it is on December 16th, and I'd say bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Hey, boy, we could settle down today a little bit. We had a crazy, crazy weekend rolling into Christmas next week. We got a great show for you, but shout out to the Broadway House and for you kind enough to listen and for your kind comments. I'm so humbled by being over at the Broadway House and talking to all the good folks over there doing such great things, you know. And if you're doing any philanthropic endeavors over the holidays, you might want to think of BroadwayHouse.org. And you know, I had to tell you this because I meant to talk about it, but we went one guest after the next guest, and I was so enamored by Nurse Lois Beatty was there, and Dr. Monero, you know, and Jimmy Blue Eyes, you know. So, and I was talking with everybody, and then we had our regular guests, and it was just, I really was proud of the show, if I may be so bold to say that, you with great humility and gratitude for you listening, but very proud of the program yesterday because it had a meaning and a purpose. And then we touched on politics, and not to mention had good Calandra eats. Thanks to Kristen. Hey, so, but as I left and I say goodbye to everybody, and in a while I saw Christine, you know, the gal I talk about when I read the little announcements about the Broadway House, and I talked to Christine and I saw some other folks there, and we said hi to everybody, and I said hi to Herb and to Dennis and the whole staff. We walked around and I just, and then I got in the car, and in my car, because I drive right there. It's like Newark, so I know kind of where I'm going. Well, I forgot to mention on the air, there's the Broadway House, and then there's a part, the parking lot of the Broadway House, and right next to it is the school that my father went to. I think last time we did the Broadway House remote, I told you that. It was called Summer Avenue School in Newark, right there, of course, on Summer Avenue, now called the Roberto Clemente School. Right there, and I went, wow. And I had to stop for a second. And this is what I always tell you when I say about heritage and about our roots and love of country in the United States of America. It starts in little communities like that. And I just it was overwhelmed. And when I pulled out and I went by and I saw the school, the elementary school where my father went. who the guy that couldn't even speak English when he went to school, and they used to make fun of him, right? And there's a school, and I kept thinking, my pop as a little kid, it's wild to think that, right? And right here in America, you know, grandparents came from Italy. They came to Newark, and they went to, and then pop would walk down. He would tell me he would walk to Mount Prospect Avenue. So, of course, I go up the hill, and I go to Mount Prospect Avenue, and I see 245 Mount Prospect Avenue. That's the house that my grandparents bought. They bought. They lived on the top. They rented out the middle and the bottom units to make money. Very smart. Real estate-wise, coming from Orange, New Jersey, over to Newark, you know, when they came over to America and settling in Newark, New Jersey. But Pop would tell me that he would leave the house to walk to school, and he would go down Mount Prospect Avenue in Newark, walk down the street, and it was like kind of a hilly road, and would have to fight his way to school because... And this is Pop. By the way, my kids are half Irish, and I have immense respect for the Irish, you know. But it was the Irish guys that used to try to beat up my father, and he used to have to fight his way to school. I love you. Love my kids. Look at my. I have three beautiful children who are half Irish, and I've been to Ireland, and it's as warm, as beautiful as a country. So I'm just saying it facetiously. But because the Irish were here first, you know? Hey, who are these Italian guys? Who are these guys? These Gaelic people? Well, come on. And Pop used to have to fight his way, and he did. But you know what? He never went and complained, oh, the Irish guy hit me in the nose. You know? I mean, what are you going to do? You know? Oh, well, we got attacked by other people because we're new. Mm-mm. Man, they just kept fighting. I told you the story 1,000 times how my grandmother went over to the school because they made fun of my father, and they made him read the book with the Italian accent in front of the class. Jack and Jill, run up the hill. And the class is laughing. Ah, you know? And Pop liked the attention, he said. He goes, he didn't care. They were making fun of him. He just liked the attention. You know, and Grandma went over there and said, well, look, we came from another country. We're in this country now. And the principal says to my grandmother, this is America. Learn the language. Now, can you imagine if a principal said that today? Because, again... And my mother, grandmother said nothing. She was so upset. She went back, and the end game is my father skipping two grades in that school, going on to be an attorney representing the non-English blue-collar laborers like his father was. You know, that's the end game. The end game is to complain about it all the time, to ask, what more can you give me? You know, you've given us enough, we thought, my family thought, because you're in America. You're in America. And you can't just get a handout like everybody expects anymore, you know? Great history, and I could feel it through my soul. And I could see the beautiful Sacred Heart Basilica, Cathedral Basilica in the distance, and thought about, you know, the kids playing in the streets back then. Man, that's the history. That's my history. And everybody's got that same history. Whether you're in New Orleans, or you're in Chicago, or you're in Nashville, Tennessee, or, you know, wherever you are from around this great country, you know, it's the story of America, coming to America and then embracing it and being proud to be from America. So I just got overwhelmed yesterday taking a little tour of where my father was brought up, and my mother too, on East Kinney Street right there. But no complaints. They never complained. They tried to give things away, and I told you my grandfather on my mother's side wouldn't take the Thanksgiving turkey that they were giving the immigrants. My grandfather apparently didn't think that he should have anything for free. Wanted to work for it. What a novel concept. So that is, and therein lies me on the radio. It's just, it's a journey, but it's a responsibility. And it was just so very moving. And then when I see, when you go back, you go full circle, and that's why no matter where you hear my voice, I would suggest that you do that. You go back, you go full circle to where you're from, and you help the community. If it hasn't sustained as well as you think it should have, your parents, grandparents, community, you go and you help. And that's what we are about as Americans. So proud to be from this great country. I don't know, what would I be doing? If I was in Italy, what would I be doing? I don't know. I'd have a bar. I'd be sitting there.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What would I be in there? I have no idea. Well, I'd be in little town Pratola. Although, I tell you, I was over there. Now, back then, of course, there was, like I keep saying, there was abject poverty. But now it's like, it's really nice over there, you know, and a great place to be in Avellino in Italy. And by the way, if you can, so I went from there, and then I went up Bloomfield Avenue, And then I stopped at Calandra's on in Caldwell, across from St. Aloysius Church. So and I had to go, you know. So I'm on my way, and I stopped in, and I went and I saw, and it was just like I saw everybody there. Everybody, Joe, Hawaii. That's my neighborhood, you know, Bloomfield Avenue, the whole neighborhood up the top of Bloomfield Avenue there. And hey, Joe, how you doing? But dang. And then everybody from Calandra's came out. Mr. Calandra came out. We talked. I said, great to be with you. We love having you on the show. And you know, they were talking about, you know, working with the radio station. And Kristen was just on. Yeah, I heard. And then the guy that designed the Frank Sinatra cake, for the Sunday bash last week was a Calandra cake. The one that I just posted it. Man, that was great. That was just a piece of artwork. So I got some stuff and got the bread, of course. And I just went over and I was with my mom. I went to visit mom and we had a great time, a great visit and just, hanging there, telling stories. And then I got mom an iPad, you know? Like an iPad, just so she could listen to the show. She could watch different things. It's really miraculous, this invention. You know, even though I get upset with Apple, even though it's not made in America, it's still very, very useful. So I had mom join Fox Nation so she could watch the Seven Fishes show. So I'm doing her iPad thing. But I said, Ma, hey, Merry Christmas. We're joining Fox Nation. And she goes, oh, I'll watch it. I'll watch it on TV. I said, Ma, this is just on demand, and you can watch it anytime. Really? I said, yeah, listen to it. Look at it. So that Seven Fishes show that they put together, the producer Rob Monaco and his great team put together, John Case and all the kids, Alexandra, and all the kids that produced that, is as good a show as you'll see. And it's the whole history of the Seven Fishes. So I suggest and humbly submit that you check out Fox Nation. And it is just a great produced show. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I narrated it, and they had great interviews with me and my buddy Mark from Metropolitan Seafood out in Lebanon, New Jersey, and Roberto's in the Bronx. Just had a great time. And mom got to watch that, so that was really good. So, and then I went out to dinner, went back into New York. Look at me. What am I doing? And it was happy birthday, Jerry. We had a birthday dinner for Jerry Krause. Listen, but see, stay with me on this. What time is it? We got time. Yeah, 6:17. Listen. So when we're, you know, on AM 970, right? Now we feel we have built this nation, this radio station up to where everybody's listening. It seems to be listening. They're listening around the world, and we're streaming, and we're very proud of what we're doing here, right? So then John Katzmatidis is on this station, and then he, on my suggestion, off of a suggestion from Phil Boyce, our programming guru, that WABC was for sale. That was the rumor. WABC, you mean that's for sale? And I went over and I said, John, and I told you the story. I went to my Italian friends, and they kind of didn't think that they wanted to do it. And I went to John Katz. I said, Mr. Katzmatidis, I said, you know, WABC. He goes, 2 weeks later, he buys the station. But he doesn't forget about us. I get permission from Salem to go over there, and then John is here, and then he's there. So who do you think was at dinner last night? Let me tell you. I got to tell you this. We went to Bobby Vann's in Midtown, which I've never been, right there in Park Avenue. I've never been. This is a great restaurant. I'm telling you. It's just a fun. I walk in there. Joe, how you doing? They know everything. They follow everything. We talked everything from politics to family. Albino is there. He's from Italy. We talked about his family comes from, my great-grandfather came from northern Italy. We went, and we go in, and Mr. Crowley, we're paying homage to Jerry Crowley, the living legend, really, who's done some really miraculous things in the world of radio. Then John Katz is there with beautiful Margot, right? And then the team from WABC comes over with Chad and Emily, and I'm next to Phil Boyce, who's like a legend, a programming guru, and I'm next to Phil, and then Kevin McCullough was there, and Joyce was there from our station. But the two stations joining together celebrating Mr. Crowley. And we had the best time. And I actually had a good time, because I'm going to tell you sometimes on the air, oh, it was great. And if I let it go, then you'll know I couldn't wait to get out of there. But we had a great time. I had a chance to catch up with Mr. Boyce, catch up with Mr. Crowley, and joining together. And you know what it does? And it's a lesson in politics as well. You join together, you could become stronger in numbers. And we have this media market in New York. This ain't just a regular market. This is the number one media market in the world. And now everybody's doing everything, and we're doing television projects, and we're having fun, and we're going. And then, and this was so excited about this. What radio station? You tell me a radio station that's going to dedicate 4 hours to go into the heart of an inner city to tell you how great this country is and the great angelic work that and heroic work that these folks do in the inner cities, in this case, Broadway House. You tell me what radio station. They don't. Oh, well, we'd like to. They do 30 seconds. They do 60 seconds. And especially when we're pretty much a political, quote unquote, conservative radio station. And yet we go. And we go in and we put our money where our mouth is. We tell you, you got to rebuild this country back from where our parents and grandparents came in. You got to go right back there and you got to tell everybody how grateful we are to be American. And we got to keep shining the light on the great Americans that help others in need, because that's why God puts us on the planet. And we did it. AM 970, The Answer, did it. And I'm so proud of us to do it. And I'm proud to join together with WABC and do this work together. So I tell you, it's all good. Don't let them drag you down. Don't let them tell you we're not good. Don't let them tell you you're racist. They tried to divide us, and it's backfiring on them terribly, terribly. And I'm tired of even attacking the Democrats, because I don't know who's who anymore. I don't trust the Republicans anymore. Republicans got no guts. They got no gumption. They don't want to fight back. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. And now you got this, what's going on in Washington now. And the mantra down there is to tell you how bad you are, to rip you apart, to build them up and to give them power and control. And we are not going down. We are a strong country. We are dedicated to helping others, and we show it, and we step up, and we live it. And every single morning, and I'm proud to be before the microphone with you listening with the greatest of respect. And you know what? The greatest of love. We appreciate it more than we could tell you. 21 after 6 o'clock, Joe on the radio talking about love and good things and respect. Debbie Duhaime, she lives that every single day. Saint Debbie of Duhaime.
But tell me, you were hanging out with Phil Boyce, Jerry Crowley.
Look at that.
Everybody last night.
Everybody. It was great. And, you know, and it was just like a nice dinner. And then I said to the owner there, I said, you got a little birthday thing for Jerry? Look at me. Look now. Yeah. Cause you know why? Because I wasn't paying for it. So I said, bring on the best
you
got.
Bring on the biggest cake.
Yeah, bigger and better. No, it's okay. Don't worry. John, poor John. I never take advantage of John Katzenmattie. And you know what? Jerry may have picked it up, too, because he made it to the station. But honestly, probably not. So
probably
John, Katzenmattie. Yeah, John and Margo. Yeah. So they came out with the biggest Debbie. Jerry was like a kid. Mm-hmm. They brought out the shooting flare, you know, like I had in Atlantic City. Those flares that go off. And that was on top of the cake. Yeah, stopped the whole restaurant, you know. And we sang happy birthday. We owned it last night. Yeah, it was great.
Great.
It was great. Missed you, you know, but it was great. And then I said, of course, as I always do at every nightly function, I got to get to bed.
Yes. Oh, looking at the watch, you know, like Biden, looking at the watch. Got to go.
I'm telling you. You know, can't we podcast this and broadcast it later, maybe? Start, good morning, say good morning at noon like I used to do in the old days. Just getting up. Hey, you know what? It's Friday. It's Thursday. Look at me pushing it already.
Yes.
And you know what? Tomorrow, Deb, I'm going to be off because we have a big show at Liberty National. I'll tell you about that when we come back. But right now, it is Thursday. It is December 16th. And you still got some time for some Christmas gifts that we're going to tell you about. But Debbie's on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. And happy birthday, Jerry Crowley. You are awesome. Hope you have a great year ahead. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as you head to the Belt Parkway. Problems out here on the Belt eastbound, right at Erskine Street. It's an accident with a couple of lanes blocked. You're also busy on that eastbound Gowanus getting up past Fort Hamilton Parkway with an accident as well. Over on Northern Boulevard, everything closed in Queens as you get out toward the area of 60th Street. That's some ongoing police department activity. Inbound GWB up to 25 minutes. Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 30 minutes in. 1 and 9 still closed northbound by the Bayway Circle in Elizabeth. It's all due to an ongoing accident with a down pole. Southbound 1 and 9 in Elizabeth. A couple of lanes blocked there as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today. High of 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High of 58. You now know where where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Nobody does it better. Debbie is the gal. 624 with Joe on the radio telling you about Tunnel to Towers. You know, in that worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil, 2,977 people lost their lives on 9/11. That was September 11, 2001. All those years ago, right? But in the face of horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. And since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. And those heroes, by the way, were part of the War on Terror, America's response to 9/11. They fought for us. They never came home. Well, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is stepping up. They honored these men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony. And Tunnel to Towers is making sure the sacrifice is never forgotten. From Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve, they are giving away at least one mortgage-free home a day to begin giving away for 37 days. Being given away for 37 days. 37 days! A home a day to honor America's hero. You got to love Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You go to t2t.org, please. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we love you and so appreciate you helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor, you could go to ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Come on. You want to get out of pain, move around. I'm moving around like just at a pace I didn't think I could do. And I'm not dumb, not like everybody says. I'm smart, so I don't overdo it, but I do get out there, and I do move around, and I like being mobile. And I like coming home now. And now at home today, I got to start thinking about Christmas. I got my three children, Olivia, Mikey, and Allie. They're going to come over and one day, and then I get Charlie the next day. So Christmas is it's going to be interesting for me, and I better be on my game, and I better be taking my Relief Factor because I want to be out of pain. If I got to put something together under the tree, if I have to go get something or carry something around or just run to the store and back, I want to be able to do it pain-free, and I think you can do it. I think you can do it with the three-week quick start to see if it works for you. Give yourself 3 weeks. Give yourself a couple days for it to get to the house, right? And then you give yourself 3 weeks for $19.95. You know you owe it to yourself to do it. And, you know, and even more so, you owe it to your family to get out and about and to be active. All right, so 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, and then the word relief. You know, just call to hear more about this great offer and feel the difference. You get that three-week quick start, it's only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus just see what I could see. And you know, he took me to his
workshop. Joe Biden can sing, he would sound like this, I think.
Oh, wow.
So you better watch out creepy. You better not cry.
We're alive. Oh, we should all be so lucky to have a career.
National treasure, unlike the
Academy
president.
Award winner.
I mean, come on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, kids.
I just got back
it's
from the
It's your president.
North.
Hey. Hi.
No, but see. See, okay, he would do it with
honey,
his arms
honey,
around
step
somebody.
Away from
creeping.
That man. Step away from that man. Yeah. Joe Biden Christmas, man. There's a sketch, Joe Sebelia, right?
I love the idea of Joe Biden as Burl Ives. I like that.
come on. It's great.
Hey, can we do it? You better watch out. You better not cry.
Oh, man. Creepy Joe. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's coming up on 6:30. And by the way, when we went to the Broadway House, we had such a great time. It was at such a hectic pace. We want to take a moment now to say thank you and how great it was to see all the good things that are happening in Newark, New Jersey. You know, and then you know what? That's just an example of how many other cities, how many great places like Broadway House are really doing some great things. So it was great, Joey. Great show yesterday, and thanks for that, man.
And same to you. I mean, there's no show without you.
So. Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, it was great to be over at Broadway House and see the people over there. And
the French toast was great.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Z, World War Z, man. That was my man. That's my Z right there.
You know what was funny, Joe? I'm driving out of Newark yesterday, and I drove past, I guess it's the, I guess the Church of the Basilica is along the way to 280. Is that
that big church, right
where Branch Brook Park is, right?
That's right, exactly.
So as I'm driving there, I'm stopped at the light, and I look to my left of this house that's there, and I guess it's a two-family or three-family house. There is a placard. It's not even like a handwritten note. Mm. There's a placard up there. It says, Newark Police, please arrest anybody standing, loitering, or whatever in front of this property. Like, we give you permission. We don't want anybody standing here. Arrest them. Like, is it necessary to have the placard up?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. And I don't want to jinx nothing, but hear me loud and clear. The Newark Police Department is doing a magnificent, incredible job.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, we have family on the Newark Police Department. We're so, so proud, and I know for a fact they listen in their patrol cars every morning. This is a police department that doesn't get enough credit because it's Newark, and we're always Jersey, and we never get the credit due, but they have got an incredible SWAT team there. They've got an incredible police department, and I don't want to jinx this, but I have to, and we were talking about this yesterday. I'm very careful when I say this because I feel like I'm going to inflame the fringe of you say the right thing, the wrong thing, rather.
Right.
Camden, New Jersey, and Newark, New Jersey, two big cities in the United States of America, they all have got the problem, certainly, and there's always going to be a problem, but they're doing remarkably well in relation to the rest of the inner cities around the country with the crime and with everything that's happening that we see. I don't even want to jinx it. But Jersey's sitting strong, sitting steady, and we attribute that, certainly in Newark, to the Newark Police Department, and to the great organizations like the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, to the Broadway House, and all the folks doing great things in the city of Newark. And in Camden, the same thing is happening. And I'm telling you what, when I started giving back and walking back the streets on the inner cities and trying to help out the stressed areas, it was tough. There were carjackings, man. I would walk down. We were talking about it yesterday, and I mentioned it yesterday. I mean, Camden, you'd walk down the streets, and the only reason I was allowed to walk down the streets and not be harmed is because the shot callers allowed it. The people that were running the neighborhoods, they allowed it. And then, little by little, even the politicians stepped up, and you had even Christine Todd Whitman. I know they all, Christine Todd Whitman, she stepped up and helped Camden in a big way with financial funds. And Governor Christie really turned it around, restructured it. Then you get guys like great community leaders, like late great Lewis Katz, you got to give credit to, and George Norcross is down there. That's Georgia's territory. Senator Sweeney, they all stepped up and they all helped out Camden. So we are in a good way, and you don't want to, you don't want to give too much credit because God forbid you want to jinx it, but a shout out certainly to the police in Camden, but also the Newark Police Force is one of the most elite police forces in the country.
And Joe, you have to give credit to Mayor Ross Baraka, because when Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark, he laid off a lot of cops.
Yeah.
He laid off a lot of cops. They had a lot of problems and then Cory Booker left and went to the Senate. Ross Baraka came in and did a tremendous job rehiring a lot of people, getting new hires in there, and building the Newark Police Force up to what it is today. So you have to give the credit to Mayor Baraka.
Yeah. We were incensed with the mayor for allowing the Columbus statue to come down. We understand that. And then we couldn't disagree more in that regard. But he is doing a good job. And I think he called the show once. But you got to give credit where it's due, and you got to embrace it when it is good. So, we understand the citizens of the state. But to your point, Al, coming through 280, when you look to your left, if you're coming in into New York, going east into New York, you will see the most magnificent cathedral basilica in Sacred Heart. It's where So when Kimberly and I, she goes, I want to get married at the Basilica in Newark. And now, don't forget, from my father's house on Prospect Avenue, yeah. I would look and I would see the towers of the church. That church was being built when my father was being brought up in Newark, New Jersey. Wow. They would go across Bluefield Avenue, and they would go over there, and 280, of course, wasn't there, and they would play in the church that is now the Basilica of the Sacred Heart. They would play it there, and they had to stall it because they couldn't come up with the money, and they finally finished it, I believe, in the 1950s. They
yes, that's
it.
Correct.
Right? So then Kimberly goes, you want to get married? It was magnificent. I had the best wedding, man. You know?
See,
what am I going to tell you?
No, but some people say, oh, it was such a memorable wedding. And you, when you remember, you go, it's such a great wedding. It's like through gritted teeth. You're happy, but you're like, yeah,
no, because you know what?
Yeah, no, I know.
They wanted to go the beautiful wedding, and we had the Rolls Royce came up, yeah. And it was perfect.
You were like, just a little thing. It was, ten people.
And cousin Paulie was there, and my brother Richie, and my pop was alive, and it was great. And we just had then we went to the Pleasantdale Chateau. Is that right? Is that the right place? Right.
Oh,
there?
Yeah,
Eagle
yeah,
Rock
yeah.
Avenue.
Yep.
It was just starting to open. And I'm one of the first persons that spent too much money for their wedding reception. But it was great, a wedding reception. It was great. You know, Geraldo came.
Yes. By,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and then I sang a song. I wrote an original song for Kimberly, mm-hmm. and I sang the song. Ah, it worked out well, huh?
At least you have the memories.
I'm just saying. You know,
can we start playing Barbara Streisand memories like the corners of your mind?
Yeah, sure. No, you know what though? You know, and Kimberly and I put in 17 years together. Look,
put in
how about
like
that?
Wait a second. Put in like you're a sentence. Cracking rocks. I mean, really? What is that? We put in,
but you got off on good behavior,
yeah, right? No. He got off all right. A lot of money.
Yeah, good behavior. So, but we have three. I always say.
You use this pick, I'll use that one. Okay.
Listen. And I got to buy the pick. And buy
right.
everybody else's
that's right.
Pick.
That's right.
I'll buy the rocks. Because I got to pay for everything. Sound like Regis Philbin.
Out of control.
I only want to smash the small rocks.
I got to tell you, three beautiful children. Every time I think, between an intimate hour here, okay, yes. intimate hour.
Yeah.
So 6:37, mm-hmm. and I know we got a break, but it's like so you think about when you're in the marriage and you think, oh, my God, look what you went through. And I could tell you stories that were just like, oh, my gosh. And they, you know, we're supposedly writing a book. I don't know that I'll talk about it because I like to protect mm-hmm. privacy of the mother and my children, certainly. However, you got three beautiful children. You look back at and you don't even acknowledge the bad times, nor do you acknowledge the numbers that are on the check that you're writing. You know, because you the kids are a blessing, and I always thank the mothers of my children for that in that regard.
That's awesome.
Always,
amen.
Always and always.
Speaking of checks, I washed my checkbook last night.
What happened? We've all done it. I had a bad day. I want to go back to what you're saying, but I watched my vaccination card several times.
Oh,
that happened to me.
So when you show it, they go,
"Are you
yes,
sure that's
really?
Not a fake
exactly.
card?"
Yeah. So what? Your whole checkbook?
Checkbook. I had a bad day yesterday. I fell trying to put my pants on yesterday morning. I mean. So it's bad enough. I'm already starting off on a bad
promise
foot.
Me you'll film that for
no,
us.
No,
promise
no,
me.
No, come no. Because it's a fat guy. It was like almost an earthquake. It was like 0.1 on the Richter scale.
What did you fall? Like,
here's the problem.
What did you fall on your side? You fell on your side?
No, I fell on my rear end. I fell. Like, because listen. I have been. I've made no secret.
Have Jennifer video, honey. I'm putting my pants on. Would you roll? Please roll the camera.
No,
please.
Well, she yells at me because she's like, "Why don't you sit down when you're putting your socks on, your pants, whatever?" I have very bad neuropathy, and my balance is not that great on my, you know, with my legs. But stubborn me is like, you know, whatever. And so I was putting my pants on yesterday, and I put the one leg in, and I guess the other leg wasn't really stable on the ground, and boom, I went down. So. Yeah, it's. I'm sorry, but it's like it's you know 51. You're like, geez, is this it? I mean, this is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life, just falling down, trying to put my pants on.
It happens to the best of us.
And then I wear these compression socks so that to help the circulation in my feet, and they're very difficult to put on and take off, but they really help my feet. So of course, stubborn me, do I sit while I'm taking these socks? No. Let me stand and try and cross my leg while I'm trying to pull the sock off, and I get a cramp, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm on the floor again because I have issues. So yesterday, I'm running around trying to bring all this stuff in the basement, you know, and do laundry and whatever. And I shoved the checkbook in my sweatshirt pocket because I said, you know, I got to write some bills out.
Been there.
Yep. And I said, oh, you know what? I got to wash the sweatshirt. So, of course, bloop, it goes right in the wash. Now I'm looking for the checkbook and I'm going, where did the, oh, no. Meanwhile, it's already 15 minutes into the cycle. The thing is soaked. I'm like, oh, no. So that was my
words to that effect. You know, it was screaming, "Come on!" And
I was dropping some very choice words.
I'm
my
sure.
wife was working and on the phone, and she's calling me. All right, everything okay? And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm an idiot."
The only analogy I get at, and I just saw this wild Will Ferrell movie where he gets bitten by the snake. It was the campaign, I think was the name of the movie. It was, and he lets out this litany of profanity, but it's in the church. And I have to tell you, it made me laugh out loud. Will Ferrell, man. That was so funny.
He is great.
But you know what? I've done that before. I put my whole wallet. My wallet is like, it was so funny because a couple guys came. I called 1-800-JUNK to pick up some stuff in the garage. They were great, by the way. So then I wanted to tip the guys, and I took out my wallet, and I had a rubber band. And the guy said, look at Joe, man. He's old school, man. Look at him, he's old school with the rubber band, man. That was so funny. And I said, I do the rubber band.
That's an extra 50.
A little extra. Yeah, like, but I've watched that whole chunk that is what is known as my wallet, and I've done that before. We've all done that. Oh, my Lord. Hey, 20 before 7. Uh-oh, here we go. There is news. Is there news? One day we'll have a non-news day on the show. That would be good. Lord knows we need that. Right now, Al is in the newsroom. He's seated. He's safe. He's
not
comfortable. 641 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 641. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This report is brought to you by Invite Health. An off-duty police lieutenant is in critical but stable condition after being shot in Queens overnight. Police say the officer was followed as he was leaving a concert at LaBoom Club, and then several men tried robbing him when numerous shots were fired. The officer was shot and returned fire, killing the gunman. This happened by 57th Street and Northern Boulevard in Elmhurst. Around 3 this morning, police are looking for several other men who fled the scene. 5 more people are charged in connection to inmate assaults at New Jersey's only female prison. Acting Attorney General Andrew Bruck brought the charges against 4 corrections officers at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility for Women and Department of Corrections Associate Sean St. Paul. St. Paul, the highest-ranking official present during the attacks, which left several inmates injured earlier this year, a total of 15 employees are now charged in connection to the incident. In sports, the Rangers, the only local in action last night, the Blue Shirts ended their 2-game skid with a 3-2 victory over the Arizona Cardinals. This has been the Invite Health News and Sports Report. Try their green tea TX or white tea TX liquid beverage enhancer today. Call 800-694-2345 to get delicious on-the-go antioxidant support now. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. The eastbound side of the belt slowing down by Erskine Street. It's an accident. Couple of lanes blocked. Still seeing volume eastbound. Gowanus up past Fort Hamilton Parkway with an accident cleared. We're still seeing police department activity in Queens on Northern Boulevard getting out toward 60th Street after that police shooting that Al just mentioned. Cross Bronx westbound heavy traffic out toward 3rd Avenue. Deegan South slowing down in toward the Cross Bronx. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, a disabled bus. So watch out for some delays here getting to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. Looks like you're still waiting about 35 minutes. Over at the Holland 30 and from both approaches, George Washington Bridge about 25 minutes into town. Garden State Parkway North exit 140. It's an accident on the shoulder. 1 and 9 is still moving slowly in both directions by the Bayway Circle and Elizabeth with an accident cleared. 84 westbound building out toward 684. Partly cloudy today with a high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Fever, COVID, or flu? Call your medical provider. Make sure you use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Backed by science, it's the accurate thermometer you need. Be vigilant with Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, how are you? Tell me about MyPillow. So, the deals are incredible at MyPillow. Now is the time. For Christmas time, for the holiday, to jump on MyPillow.com. You get that radio listener square. That is for you from Mr. Lindell, from Mike. And use the promo code Joe P. Joe P is the promo code. And I went and I got slippers. I got the My Slippers for everybody. They're so incredibly comfortable, by the way. And they're just like the best thing I've ever put on my feet. I never wear slippers. I got the My Slippers. So now, but let me tell you about the pillow. Because I always knew that about the pillows because my cousin Paulie, we call him Paulie Pillow. He'd come over, always bring a pillow, always bring a present. We love that. And the My Pillow he would bring. Now, look at these prices from Mike Lindell, who, by the way, created and sustains and holds on to thousands of jobs for Americans in Minnesota. That's Mike Lindell. So I want to support Mike Lindell for being such a great businessman and caring so much about the workers. I've seen it. I've been there. I've been to Minnesota. I've worked for Mike. And now, you know, the whole cancel culture thing, you know, I don't even want to bore you with that. I just want you to see the great deals that Mike has for you because he has been with us and for us from day one. And I believe in loyalty. And I'm going to tell you who's been there for us and who has not been there for us. Mike Lindell has been there for us. And I want to be there for him now with these incredible deals because he's going directly to you. When you get a standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now it's only $19.98 with your promo code Joe P. That's me. Queen size regularly $79.98. Now only $24.98 with your promo code Joe P. $24.98. The queens. How about for those of us with big heads, king size? Oh, that king size bill is spectacular. It's regularly almost $90. It's $89.98. You know what you can get king size? My pillow with the promo code $29.98. Look at this, please. And then Mike has also lowered the price of his 3-inch mattress topper to 50% off with the promo code Joe P. Christmas is here, you know, and Mike Lindell's is Santa Claus. I'm telling you, you get incredible deals. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P. Or again, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. That is exclusively for you. Use the promo code Joe P.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Need the perfect last-minute gifts for the holiday season? Get them shirts from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they help guys to look sharp and feel comfortable. Who wouldn't love to unwrap one of our iconic button-downs in best-selling fabrics like super soft flannel, wrinkle-free cotton, and performance with stretch? Need something right now? Visit your nearest Untuck It store or get them our digital gift cards that deliver instantly at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So I take my little water bottle, and I take my green TTX that I have in my hand here. You can use white TTX, too. They're liquid beverage enhancers loaded with antioxidants and polyphenols from tea that support the immune system. All you got to do is add a little squirt. This is exactly what I do. I put just a little squirt right in there. I put it right into the water bottle. You could put it into your favorite beverage. It's got no alcohol, no sugars, no carbs, just 2 calories per serving. And it is a really strong antioxidant. And you could buy now one bottle of green TTX. That's what I have in my hand. Beautifully packaged, by the way. White TTX as well. At suggested retail, you get the second bottle for free. You double up, 4 bottles, you get free shipping. These are great deals at Invite Health. 800-694-2345. It's 800-694-2345 for green TTX or white TTX. Don't forget to ask about the other herbal tinctures and all of the great products. You know, by the way, Tranquil TX, Blue Granite TX, and other great, great wellness products over at Invite Health. 800-694-2345. Get healthy. Stay healthy with Invite Health.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So there is news, I guess, and I hesitate. Joe Biden went down to, he went to the tornado devastation yesterday. He toured Kentucky. Tornado damage, and he's promising to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to help Kentucky. Tour two cities hit hardest by the. Our hearts go out. It's Christmas time. you know, and here all these folks, that lives that were lost, damages. So it's just, and then, you know, we had one gentleman who was a construction worker, and he listens. He's a good guy, and he said he'd like to donate his time. So, you know, the good Americans are stepping up for sure. But this, our hearts go out to the folks in Kentucky, and I don't know how to, what on Christmas morning, I guess, what do you do? And but, you know, we got to just think about helping those folks down there. I don't know how. Now there's a windstorm that went across America. A massive cleanup will get underway after a historic wind blew through the middle of the country. So that we're keeping track of that. There's warm weather here in the Northeast, which we love in New York. Love that, you know, and we are embracing that because it will get cold. It has gotten cold. It will get even colder. And I'm just looking through the rest of the stories, guys. What else is nothing else? We got a great show before we break. Thank you for reminding me myself. Carrie Sheffield, Fox News regular, senior policy analyst for Independent Women's Forum, will join us. Carrie's going to join us. Laura Curran's going to join us. Nassau County executive. You know, she just lost the election, but she's the woman who hired Keyshawn Sewell, who will be the new NYPD commissioner. And so we'll get a view of the brand new NYPD commissioner through the eyes of the gal that hired Keyshawn Sewell. Gordon Chang on the show. Carol Markowitz on the show. Commissioner Ray Kelly on the show, the longest serving commissioner of the NYPD and a legend in law enforcement. What an honor to have Ray Kelly with us. Joe on the radio 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hello, Debbie Duhaime.
Hello, Joe Piscopo. Alternate side parking rules are in effect inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, 25 minutes into town. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, it's a disabled bus over by the toll, so at least 35. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, that's 30 minutes in. Outbound Holland Police Department activity was just cleared. Garden State Parkway northbound slowing down at 144, accident right on that ramp. Eastbound Belt at Erskine Street, an accident's been out there all morning. It's still out there. Eastbound Belt right into Erskine Street. Westbound Belt slowing down by Kennedy Airport. We're seeing delays at the Throgs Neck Bridge into the Bronx. It's ongoing construction over there. And watch out for some slowdowns as you head over to North Ocean Avenue at Mooney Pond Road over in Quorum with a disabled vehicle in the way. And over on the Sprain southbound by Route 100 in Yonkers, some ongoing construction. It's in the right lane. You now know where now to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe Piscopo told you about Pompeii Gift Baskets. You know, P-O-M-P-E-I, PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. Will you just call, please? I'm going to give you the number. You ready? And again, if you're in the car, just remember PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. But if you have a chance to punch it in, 888-272-0220. That is Pompeii Gift Baskets. You're going to love what you see. I'm telling you. It's like you got to, first of all, go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. Check it out. You're going to go, can they really do that? That's what I thought. And they really can. They provide wide array of customizable gift baskets at Pompeii Gift Baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, snacks, chocolate truffles, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can be engraved. They can be engraved with a special message with a photo. Or how about a logo? Is that wild? Basket themes are personalized. Can be anything from elegant and chic to masculine and sports themed. They even have kosher options. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your very own specialized, one-of-a-kind custom order. This is a great, great gift. You can call Daniela. She's great. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right. They deliver throughout the United States from single baskets to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. All right? You visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That is PompeiiGiftBaskets.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Joe.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and intervals of sunshine today. Breezy and unseasonably mild this afternoon with a high close to the record of 63 from 1971. Tonight will be breezy and mild, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy late, low 52. For tomorrow, times of sun and clouds, another breezy, mild day, high 59, the record is 62 from 2000. And Saturday will be colder with periods of rain, high just 46. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg. Yeah, we got a beautiful day. I mean, a warm day anyway. We'll take it, right? Get those lights up if you haven't gotten them out yet. My little lights, my little as seen on TV lights stopped working. I had to check that out. What's going on? Hey, can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? Because again, you're going to get a great deal. You're going to get more for your car right now. If you go to Route 22 Toyota, everybody goes to Route 22 Toyota. That's what I love telling you about Alex Kinsella and Iggy and the great team at Route 22 Toyota. You get over that. You get an overbook value for your car for all makes and models because of the landscape of the automotive industry. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is worth more and in demand more. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota are telling us, they're saying, tell people, come on over, Joe, because we are paying more overbook value for any make or model. It doesn't matter whether you lease, finance your vehicle, own it outright. It's worth now more than ever before. May I give you the number to call? 973-705-8905. You get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. So we want you to get on over to see. Everybody goes there. You get the best deals. And on any automotive question, they can handle at Route 22 Toyota. All right? Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
That's Bruce Springsteen. Apparently, Al had mentioned he sold his whole catalog for the grand total of Al Gattulo.
$500 million.
Woo!
That's a lot of scuttle.
Good Christmas for Bruce. Hey, man, that's quite extraordinary. Yes. That is great.
And that's the
God
thing
bless
that,
him.
Yeah, that's yeah. the thing that artists are doing now. I mean, a lot of the sales have to come from downloads and people buying full albums, and a lot of people don't do that anymore. They buy singles.
Right. Right.
And the artists need the money. And let's face it, I mean, almost a year and a half without concerts.
Bruce needs the money.
Well, what I mean is, in a year and a half, really no concerts. I mean, concerts started up in the summertime, but not to the levels that they were before the pandemic. And, you know, for some people, not for Bruce, but for some people, it's very difficult. But these guys, they're getting a little long in the tooth. You know, time to sell it while they can and make a little bit of scuttle.
Well, but now if he wants to record or do another album, he has to, like with Frank Sinatra, when Frank Sinatra started Reprise Records, he Capitol owned a lot of those other recordings. So all he did was re-record them.
Right.
Yes. And they actually sounded better. So that's what Bruce will do if he has. And Debbie Harry's doing the same thing, I understand, right? Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor Swift has done that. A lot of people
have done it. Right. And you know what?
Hers was a different situation, though.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Hers was a little different.
Hey, Bud, we wish Bruce all the best in that regard, certainly. Hey, it's a couple minutes away from 7 o'clock. Got a great show. Laura Curran's going to join us, talk about the new NYPD commissioner. And Carrie Sheffield's going to join us from Fox News. My friend, Gordon Chang, Carol Markowitz, Commissioner Ray Kelly. It's Joe on the radio, and we're coming right back.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.